What really matters to you? Every passing minute, we slide closer and closer to the holidays. On first thoughts, the holidays sound like a time to relax and rejuvenate. It sounds like a time to rest and reflect about the year coming to an end and the new one which is about to begin. A time to look at what was great and what can be improved. So on the first thought, the holiday sounds like a really quiet time. But in reality, that's not what it is for most of us. For most of us, it is the holidays are often busy and breath-choking with activities such as cooking, shopping, cleaning, decorating, entertaining, and these are great, but they also influence us by making us pull through the season to get through to another year. I find that we are often exhausted physically and financially the months after the holidays, mainly because of most of the burdens we've carried throughout the season. So as we're going through the season of the holidays, during these times of rushing and bustling, it is easy to lose track of the things that really matter most. Have you ever set aside time to reflect on what matters most to you? Today, I encourage you to think about it. Think about those things. Think about what they really are, the things that really speak to your heart, the things that matters most to you. Most of us will say our relationships with family, with God, with friends and neighbors matter the most. Others might say it's career or purpose, time, health, status that matter most. Irrespective of the answer you have, my question is, how did you come to that conclusion? Well, for me, the things that matter most are those that give my life unfathomable meaning and joy. Through reflection and journaling, I have realized that this comes from the relationship I have with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. It also comes from the relationship I have with my family, with people and experiences, and these experiences that can never be replaced, and the people in my life that can never be replaced. There are the things that are so magnificent that they cannot be defined or contained in a status. The method of it envelops me in a reassuring presence and brings a glow to my life, to my heart, and to my face. It just makes a life so full, yet relaxing, and its absence undoubtedly leaves a void that can never be filled with anything else. So if you have some time, I encourage you to reflect on what matters most to you. Find a quiet place free from distractions, because the heart cannot see when the eyes have too many distractions. It is important to reflect on this so that what matters most to you should come from you and not something sold or passed on to you. After doing your reflection, if you feel comfortable to share it with me, please do. It is always a pleasure to hear from you. In the comments, or you can inbox me. Until next time, take care and God bless you. Thank you for listening.